Hey there, and thanks for joining me for episode 60 of Busy Kids Love Music, a podcast for music-loving families. I'm Carly Seifert, and I'm the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I'm so happy to have you join me today. A quick note before we get started, if you're interested in piano lessons in the new year, my online piano lesson program will be open for enrollment from January 3rd through 10th, which is just 2 weeks away. Now you can join the waitlist at busykidsdopiano.com/waitlist, one word, and that way you'll receive email reminders when the program's open for enrollment, and I will put the link to join the waitlist in this episode's show notes as well. This episode is scheduled to air just a few days before many people around the world celebrate the Christmas holiday. Today we're going to learn about a Christmas carol that goes back hundreds of years in time, O Come, Emmanuel. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son is unusual because it doesn't necessarily have the celebratory tone of many Christmas carols, but has a tune that some describe using words like haunting or dark. What are words that you would use to describe the tune that you hear? And teach us in the ways to go. The original text or words of the carol are in the Latin language, and we're not quite sure when it was written, though some believe it could have been as early as the 11th or 12th century, and some believe even earlier than that. The earliest surviving evidence of the hymn's original text was published in 1710, meaning the hymn at least existed by that point. And the familiar tune that you hear linked with this text, a tune called Wainy Wainy Emmanuel, was first linked with the hymn in 1851. The words of the original piece are a paraphrase of the O antiphons. An antiphon is a short chant, but these antiphons were called O antiphons because each antiphon begins with an O in the original language. The O antiphons were used at Vespers, which were evening worship services, on the last 7 days of Advent, the season that leads up to Christmas. Each antiphon is a name of Christ, one of his attributes from the Bible. So each verse opens with this attribute or name of Christ: Emmanuel, Wisdom, Lord, Root of Jesse, Key of David, etc. Now the first letter of each of these words in Latin forms an acrostic poem, which, when translated from Latin in reverse, means, I will be with you tomorrow. Can you see why these words would have special meaning during the Advent season, which is a season of waiting? Many bands and musicians have performed this Advent carol throughout the years. You'll hear it performed as an a cappella chant or sung by a choir with an organ in the church. Pop singer Kelly Clarkson included it on her Christmas album, as did the punk rock band Bad Religion. Classical composers have also used the melody in sonatas or as themes in their concertos. Composer James MacMillan wrote a percussion concerto based on Wainy Wainy Emmanuel. Can you pick out the melody of the carol in this excerpt from the concerto? you head over to this episode's show note at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/60, I'm including a link to a YouTube playlist that has different performances and interpretations of this famous Advent song. As you enjoy the holiday break with your family or friends, I encourage you to have this playlist on in the background and maybe even share a little bit of what you learned about the hymn with them. Again, you can find that playlist at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/60. Thank you so much for joining me today. For those who will be celebrating Christmas this week, Merry Christmas from me to you, and I look forward to connecting with you again after the holidays for more musical discoveries on the Busy Kids Love Music podcast. Bye for now.